It's time again for Eating and Drinking with The Current, our Wednesday check-in with the morning show's food and beverage authorities from around town. This morning, James Norton is with us. He blogs for The Heavy Table, the Twin Cities-based dining blog, and he's also known as the Super Taster at Chow.com. Heavy sigh there from you, James. Good morning.
Good morning.
How's the sleep? You have a three-month-old...
I'm getting less sleep than I think would be described as optimal. I could use a little bit more sleep, but we knew what we were signing up for, so I can't... Yes. Really complain about it.
Well, you're in legion with every parent everywhere, and so
solidarity, brothers and sisters.
Exactly.
Yes.
All right, so we've got a new brewery in St. Paul. We understand. Now, it's always great to have more breweries and brew pubs and the like, but this one is notable in a couple of ways. So tell us about it.
Yeah, it's a really interesting plan, and it's going to be opening up later this fall. Is the target date. They have an address, 2325 Endicott Street, which is near Raymond and University Avenues, and it's called Urban Growler. It's owned, and this is unusual in the world of brewing, particularly craft brewing, it's owned by two women, Deb Locke and Jill Pavlak. And Jill kind of comes out of a food background. She did some managing for the Blue Plate Group at the Lowry and the Longfellow Grill. And Deb is a passionate home brewer who spent some time at Minocqua Brewing Company and at Summit and won a couple of blue ribbons for her beer at last year's Minnesota State Fair.
Nice.
So yeah, so she seems to know what she's doing, and they've got a very ambitious plan for this new space.
Okay. And what's that?
Well, there's going to be a big beer garden. It's a 6,200 square foot space inside. They're going to have a 10-barrel brew house, and they'll have 6 to 8 house-made beers on draft is the goal, which is a pretty good selection. They have something really neat coming up called the Plow to Pint series, where they partner with local farmers and use those ingredients, things like wild rice, raspberries, blueberries, and in the fall, apparently, they make a pumpkin saison. And they also work with their customers for ingredients, which is kind of neat. They call them urban growers, where you can bring in a pile of rhubarb and they'll give you a pint of rhubarb beer.
Wow.
And they'll use your rhubarb.
Very interesting.
Yeah. So you can kind of be a co-brewer in a way if you've got a good garden.
If I have leftover veggies in my CSA, can I come in and bring some potatoes?
Rutabaga.
Rutabaga beer?
I think that might be the next thing. So many things have moved from fruit into vegetable.
Yes,
I think that's a really interesting...
Exactly.
A celery beer. I don't know. I might drink that.
Radish beer.
Right.
Nobody ever knows
exactly.
What to do with their radishes.
It's got that spicy edge. I'm seeing this. I'm tasting this. Yes.
So are these two women the first female brewmasters in the Twin Cities?
No. There are other women involved in brewing, kind of all up and down. Actually, I was recently up in Duluth at Bent Paddle Brewing, and that's a female staff team up there as well. But to my knowledge, this is the only sort of female-only brew pub in the area. And if I'm wrong, please, I would love to be corrected on this. There's so much going on with brewing, it's hard to keep track. What's interesting is they want to bring a little bit more of a feminine or feminine-friendly perspective to the brew pub environment. They're going to be serving half pints of beer as well as full pints, which I think is brilliant. With so many of those heavier beers in terms of big flavor, big alcohol, that's really, I think, a more appropriate size anyway. They're going for a little bit more of a quieter atmosphere in the tap room where you can actually have a conversation, which I think seems reasonable. And they want to work on this. She said she wanted to work on some offerings that were a little more approachable, lower alcohol by volume, less extreme flavor. This wouldn't define everything they're doing, but really work on having some gateway beers for people who are kind of coming into the beer drinking environment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think historically speaking, you think of, beer being a male dominated drink. I think that's less and less true. And
yep.
I think Urban Growler is going to be helping to equalize that difference.
I love the half pint idea, by the way.
Yeah.
Especially so you can just enjoy more things. You can try more things without,
so you don't have
committed
one
to, right, exactly.
At the 8%
yeah, right.
By volume alcohol, and then you're ready to take a taxi home. You don't even
right.
get to try too many
saying.
Of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that last quarter of your beer that sits there at the bottom of your glass sort of sorrowfully for the last 45 minutes, it's never the best beer.
It's never the best part
yeah,
of the beer.
I think the half pint idea is killer, and everybody should adopt it, frankly.
That's great. So, again, where is this going to be? You said university and...
Near Raymond University.
Oh, Raymond actually, University.
Yeah,
okay.
It's going to be Endicott Street, 2325. And if you want to check out Urban Growler, they're going to be doing an open house Thursday, July 18th and Friday, July 19th from 5 to 8 p.m. They're going to bring people together. They're looking for backers who will contribute money to help them get on their feet. And also investors, if you want to get more seriously involved. So you can talk to them about that. You can sample some beers. Check out the space. It sounds like a very interesting event.
Great. Very exciting. Well, looking forward to it. So we've got all the details about Urban Growler Brewery posted online. Go to thecurrent.org and you can find the links right there. James Norton, thank you as always.
Well, thank you so much.
James Norton writes for HeavyTable.com, a daily Twin Cities-based online magazine, passionately telling the stories of food and drink from roots to table in the upper Midwest. You can also catch his daily podcast as The Super Taster at Chow.com. It's 89.3 The Current.